Learns merely mitzvah of chayim luz, which I'm sure Moshe Neil Rivka Bretz Moshe is really struggle of Menachem or Moshe. He's chus for Shalem b'chayim Moshe b'malkim b'brach b'sar malkim on Tisof Engel Adina, and it's chus for all those in around Eretz Yisrael. We're holding Simen Ayin Reish Beis. They don't call it Reish Ayin Beis. That would be rough. And we're talking about food here. We're talking about over here, as we started yesterday talking about this, we are going to talk about what kind of wine can we use for Kiddush. Says the Mechaber, Ein mekatchin al yayin shel reichei ra. You're not supposed to make, you cannot make Kiddush on wine that has a bad odor. Af agav, the reichei b'tamei chamra, even though it tastes like wine and it smells like wine, but it's a bad smell. V'loy al yayin megula, not wine that was left open. Afila idna de like kabdina nagilu, even today we're not as makbid on Gili. We'll talk about this in a moment. Let's pause over here before we get to the Mishnah Berurah. That's what the Mechaber tells us. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Emekachin, afila ein lo yayin achar. This is even if you don't have other wine. Afila b'diavet im kiddush. If you make kiddush, mashrei divrei Ramban, shehuva beis yosef lo yotze. The not yotze v'ayin bi'alacha. Ve'im mutala havdol. Now, by the way, what the Bir Alachov is talking about is, and this is where it gets a little bit difficult. He says that it's talking about over here that the bad smell has to be a smell that it's starting to spoil. Okay? It's a spoiled smell. It's not that it got an odor of the cask or of the barrel that it was aging in, right? It has a smoky smell because of the wood. We're talking about when he says that you can't make kiddush on it. We're not talking about it's a smell that you don't particularly care for. It's a smell of it spoiling. Okay, now v'mutal havdol yain kazeh. Can you make havdol on this? I am a chedusha Rekiv Eged shem he's uncertain. V'li nira poshet adavol iser that you're not allowed to do it. Kaven shatam hu mishum hakriveyu no lefechasecha. This is what's he referring to. You should bring this to your door. Well, what he's talking about over here is there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hold on, I saved the pasuk so that I can read it to you. I believe I did. One second. Here we go. V'chisagishin evil is bayach ein ra. V'chisagishu piseach. We'll touch in a second. V'chayla ein ra. Hakriveyu na lefechasecha. Hayirtzecha oyayisa panechas asher. So it's a pasuk in the Chemu. When Nechemiah is telling the people who wanted to bring animals for Karbanos, they at that point they already had the Beis HaMikdash back, and they wanted to bring animals that were not exactly in very good shape. And he tells them, when you present, and I'll read the English translation, you present a blind animal for sacrifice, it doesn't matter. When you present a lame or a sick one, it doesn't matter. Just offer it to your governor. Will he accept you? You go bring that to a king. You bring that to a governor. Here's my gift, a blind animal. He's going to throw you out the door. If anything, you'll be in worse place. Will he show you favor? Right? So basically, it's saying that you don't bring to a Dvar Mitzvah something that you wouldn't bring to a Melech Basa V'dam, right? Because it's a disgrace of the Mitzvah, right? You're trying to bring something to Hashem. How can we bring that? So, of course, I'm coming to do Avdol. I'm going to bring it on something that smells. Imagine you come into a king and you want to pour him, he comes to your house, you want to pour him a glass of wine, you pour him a glass of wine that smells. You cannot make kiddush on something that has a foul odor. It has a smell because we're sitting in a keli that created a smell. But after mevarchen al bayir pi hagafen and says in the Shabura, there is, and this goes into, we're going to get into a much, you'd have to get into a much deeper discussion with regards to bracha. Even when we're talking about wine, that would still be a bayir pi hagafen. There's a certain point where if it gets spoiled, it's not a bayir pi hagafen. But even if it's still a bayir pi hagafen but has a bad smell, okay, I mean, it's a foul odor, it has to be an odor that's no good. Okay. That pasuk that we just read from your Now, the next thing he said, that you should not make kiddush on wine that was left open. Okay, even bismanazeh we were not so mak. But what's he talking about? Okay, now what was the problem with leaving a liquid open? The problem with leaving a liquid open was that they had snakes, and the snake would come see an open jar of liquid and would take a taste of it, and it would leave poison into the liquid. Okay. And that so it'd be sakana. So if liquid was left open unattended, you would not drink it. Bismanazeh, many people are still makbid on not leaving liquids open. However, it's obviously not the same thing. We don't have snakes crawling around our house. Says the Mishabura, Mishum on the chash. We don't have snakes. Again, the same thing. We don't. It was a you bring to a Melech Pasuv Adam a glass of wine that was left open for a couple of hours. Miu, obviously if it's left open with the ear out, that's different. We're talking about something that was just left open in a cup for no reason. Miu, im amat shamu etes, if it's a short amount of time, and some of the achronim want to say that a short amount of time of leaving something open with regards to this is really a couple of hours, because they bring a raya from Pesach, we pour the second cup, and you don't drink it until the whole Haggadah is over. So the becher is open for all that time. Others say that that's the exception. That's not Shema Etes is a much shorter amount of time. Ain't lahak with the inya, but Zmanazeh, you don't have to worry about it. Kol zman shaloi nomat time of erecha. It didn't cause the smell, the odor, or the taste to become bad. Because of Adam, the dafke b'makom shayayin b'yoker. This is only in a place where wine is very expensive, like kapti kulahai begilim mut, where somebody is not going to go spill out a cup of wine because it was left open for an hour, because wine is very expensive. Makadish al when you're making on beer, yezabizeh. If you left a cup of beer on your table for 3 hours, you come in, you're not going to drink it. It's not going to taste good. It's going to be flat. You wouldn't drink it regularly. So certainly you shouldn't make kiddush on it. Venira. If you don't have anything else, then you don't have to be makbid. Now, Agav, just this is important because this has happened to me. Sometimes they put away the wine in the refrigerator Friday night, right? And they forget to put the cork into it, right? So is that considered that the wine, right? Friday night at 10 o'clock at night, you put the wine into the refrigerator and you don't take it out to the next day at 12 o'clock, right? So it's a long time. This wine was open for 14 hours. Is that considered giloy or not? Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that if it's in a refrigerator or in a cabinet that bugs cannot get into, right? So cabinet is not always so sealed, but a refrigerator is generally sealed. That is considered covered. That's not considered megillah. Again, we're assuming that it did not lose its tam or lose its reyach. Then it would be considered covered. Okay, let's go to the Rama over here. Says the Rama, the ain makachin alayayin, you don't make kiddush alayayin, the rechay chamra, v'taymoy chala, you cannot make on wine that smells like wine, it smells fine. However, the taste is sour, is vinegary, that too you're not allowed to. So let's see what that's in the Mishnah Berurah. V'taymoy chala, the basa taymas linen kachala dami. We look at the tam, and this is considered vinegar. L'kach, l'kama, siv gimel, v'taymoy chamra, the smell becomes a little bit sour, but the taste is still tastes like wine, which sometimes happens on wines that get a little bit older. Sometimes they do have a little bit of a sour smell, but they still have a very good taste. The time nikra, what is so, but it's that is better than when you have a situation that the that it be, than when it's the taste the ikra we follow is the taste. So if the smell is fine and the taste is bad, is sour, then you're not allowed to make kiddush on it. If the smell is sour but the wine tastes fine, then you could b'diavad make kiddush on it. But time nikra, what is that considered? At what level of the wine? Sometimes wine is tasting goes up. Oh, it's still drinkable, but it's starting to go. Is that considered you can't make kiddush on it already? What's considered the level that you can't make kiddush? Kol shemnei adam. If you say, hey, it's starting to go, I'm glad I opened the bottle because if I left it much longer, it's going to go bad, but it's still drinkable and you're going to drink up the bottle, that's fine. Time mechala means that you're not going to drink it. People are going to refrain from drinking it. The Chachamim write that there was really no purpose of the Ramah, this last halacha. What does the halacha of the Ramah tells us? That if the wine smells good but tastes like vinegar, You're not allowed to make Kiddush on it. He says the Achrayim, there's really no purpose on it, and probably all of you are thinking about this issue. The Gam Bayir Pri HaGafen, Ein Mevarchen Alav, because on this kind of wine, you don't make Bayir Pri HaGafen. When something turns so sour that you are would refrain from drinking it, at most, it's a shehakel, maybe, right? So certainly cannot make Kiddush on it. Okay, now we're going to go a little weiter, and this is where we get into those cases where we discussed yesterday that there's certain situations that b'diavad you allow to bring it on the mizbeach. L'chatchila you weren't supposed to. This sif is going to discuss those cases of b'diavad, which we said for kiddush you're allowed to do it. B'kachal yain I'm sorry, skip the line. Beis, we're starting beis and gimel's gaza. Yain megitay. Yain megitay means that it is right after it got pressed. Didn't have any time to age. It was fermented, it became alcohol, and it's not yet gotten to that point that it has those added flavors that it gets from sitting around. Mikachinov, you can make kiddush on it. A person could go ahead, Erev Shabbos, squeeze out a bunch of grapes and make kiddush on it. Now, if you're going to do that, first of all, like the Satmar Chassidim, they do that for Pesach because they don't want to buy, they don't want to mish, so that's actually making, they call it mitz. They squeeze out the grapes, and that's what they make for Pesach, definitely for the abrikoses. Now, just a piece of advice: if you do it, it's sweet, so enjoy it. But it really has a very short shelf life, so don't squeeze it on Tuesday to make Kiddush on Friday on Shabbos night because it's not going to be good. But let's first see yayim megitay. As much as the mechaber tells us that you can use yain megitah. Remember, this is the wine that b'diavad you're able to use it for the mizbeach. But when it comes to for kiddush, you're allowed to use it. But still, that's fine. You can use it. But mitzvah min hamuvcher, the best way of doing the mitzvah, right, is to use the best wine you can find. The henik shekva of all of our yom. It should have been at least been 40 days after the wine process was finished. So a person is allowed to go ahead and squeeze out a bunch of grapes and make kiddush on it. What's he coming to tell us, the mechaber? Telling us to tell us something in the grave. This is even a bigger chiddush than yayim megitah. Yayim megitah is wine. You put it into the press. You put it through the separator. You put it in the press. You squeezed it out. You allowed it to ferment. You allowed it to become alcohol. But now it still doesn't have the greatest flavor. It's drinkable, but it still doesn't have the greatest flavor. You're going to let it sit for at least 40 days. That's where it starts developing its flavors. Okay, we're not going to go into winemaking class here, but also because I couldn't give it. But the squeezing a bunch of grapes is even less flavorful than that. So it's even a bigger chiddush. Afshu chadish lagamri, it's brand new. You just squeezed it. Shabbos, you are allowed to. You're allowed to make kiddush on it. Now, by the way, some people are going to ask the question that what about the fact that it's not mesameach because it doesn't have any alcohol yet? The ikkah we have by kiddush is that for kiddush wine, it has to be wine that could become alcohol. It doesn't have to be wine that has alcohol. It has to be wine that could become alcohol, and that's the basis. There's a big machlokes on grape juice. Although we are noyig to make kiddush on grape juice, there are those who held that not because grape juice is treated in such a way that they stop the fermentation process. It's impossible at that point. So the ones who say that you could is because they say that when it was squeezed, it was able to be turned into wine. So although they did something to it that causes it that it cannot turn into wine, it was able to be turned into wine. Others say that no, since it's now the fermentation was stopped and there's no way for it to turn into wine, it cannot be used for kiddush. Although the general minhag is that we do use grape juice for kiddush as well. If we're not able to drink wine or if we don't like wine, we do use it. Okay, we'll stop over here, and in Yetzer Hashem, we will start with Sif Gimel on Monday. On Monday, we'll have to learn early. Okay.